It's time now for Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning. Minnesota Reads is produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Our guest this morning is Dave Page, who we've had on the program 5 years ago. At the time, we were talking about his book, The Thought Book of F. Scott Fitzgerald, A Secret Boyhood Diary, collecting lots of early childhood writings by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Now we're talking today about another book called F. Scott Fitzgerald in Minnesota that he compiled with some photography by Jeff Kruger, and he joins us by telephone this morning. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
This is, I have to say, just physically, it's a wonderful large book and in size, which is great because the photographs that he provided are wonderful. As a person who lived in St. Paul for 10 years, it's great to see, you know, now that I'm up here in Duluth, to see all these wonderful old buildings that I don't see as often as I used to. But tell me how you went about gathering together this book. Is it essentially, to me, it seems to be almost a travel guide for somebody in Minnesota looking for places that were part of Fitzgerald's life. Is that a good summation?
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of an architectural and historic guide to Fitzgerald's life in Minnesota. And we had, I had a lot of information that was left over from that book 5 years ago that was never published. And so I just kind of expanded that and told Jeff the addresses that we need pictures of, and he went out and got the photographs.
There's some great, not only outdoor photographs of houses or apartment buildings or other locations, but indoor too. And some of the lovely architecture that they just don't do it like that anymore. But that turn of the century architecture that in St. Paul, especially with the, I imagine, the railroad money and everything else, really helped to create.
Yeah, we were fortunate to be able to get into a few homes. That was probably the most exciting part of the photography, was to be able to get into a few homes and show people what the interiors are like, as well as the exteriors.
Now, Fitzgerald from Minnesota, of course, but people always think about his romantic days as an expatriate in Europe. But what were the years? Can we sort of just put a timeline now? What were the years that he spent in the Twin Cities?
Well, he was born here, but then before he was 2 years old, they moved to New York. So he was born here in 1896. They moved to New York 1897 or so. And then they moved back in 1908, and he spent from 1908 basically through 1919 here in Twin Cities, and then he brought Zelda back as well. So he and Zelda lived here till 1922, and then that was it. Once they left in 1922, he never came back. But those years between 1908 and 1922, he spent a lot of time in St. Paul. You know, he was in the Army, he was going to school, he was going to boarding school, but he would always come back to St. Paul.
There are photographs of homes, there are photographs of apartments of different locations throughout Minnesota, mostly in the Twin Cities, but he certainly didn't live in all of these houses, but there are connections to Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah, and the thing that was most exciting to me as a historian was the fact that we were able to get illustrations of a lot of his friends. So, you know, we would have the home. We would have a photograph of the person who lived there, a little bit of information about the home and a photograph of the home. So as much as possible, we tried to get photographs and illustrations back from the time of those people so that you could actually see him with his friends at their homes or nearby their homes.
Right. Now, there are certainly connections that can be made to people that you know that he knew. Are there stories that then help to illustrate what happened at that house?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And a lot of that comes from just plain old sleuthing. I spent 2 or 3 years going through newspapers at the Minnesota Historical Society because everything that people in Fitzgerald's social class did was in the society pages. So if there was a party at a particular house, it would end up in the society pages. And there would be lists of people who were there, what they did, oftentimes what they wore, and then pictures sometimes of particularly they often had costume parties, and so there's a lot of pictures of people in pirate costumes and a lot of different things like that.
The society page, it seems to be sort of a bygone concept. I guess it's sort of a ritzy Facebook of its day, in a way. But
Yeah, and not too much of that in the papers today. There's a little bit, but back then there were, you know, full, you know, maybe two pages devoted to society and who was getting married and what they were doing and who was visiting whom. And, So that was where most of that information came through. And then, of course, a few interviews of people who knew him, or the children of people who knew him, you know, more likely today. But I've been doing interviews of people back to the 1980s, so we did have some, you know, first-hand information from people who actually knew Fitzgerald in the book. But most of those people have passed away now. In fact, all of them, as far as I know, have passed away now.
Yeah, as time rolls on, that becomes more and more the case.
Oh, yeah.
We're speaking with Dave Page, the author of F. Scott Fitzgerald in Minnesota, The Writer and His Friends at Home. And the photographs by Jeff Krueger, and certainly with all of the locations, seems like there are plenty of them and plenty of stories, but are there some places, because of course nothing stays the same, are there some places that have long gone, some buildings that have disappeared that you wish you could have included?
Oh, well, we included a couple places that are no longer there because we had old photographs. But there were, Joe McKibben was a really good friend of, I shouldn't say that. Joe McKibben was a Princeton College classmate of Fitzgerald who actually introduced him to Hobie Baker, the famous hockey and football player.
Yes.
And so I wanted to tell his story, but the place he lived in, St. Paul, is no longer there. We couldn't find any photographs. And we also had to cut the book in size a little. So it was one of the places that didn't quite make it into the book that I wish we really could have, because it's a really fascinating story that Fitzgerald would use in his first novel, The Side of Paradise.
Hmm. Well, certainly, despite the cuts that you had to unfortunately make, it's still a lovely, lovely size, and it's a nice weighty quality paper too, and just wonderful photographs that Jeff Krueger made as well. So the two of you working together, it must have been a fun collaboration.
Yeah, it went pretty well. It was an effort by a lot of different people. You know, the people doing the layout. You know, Jeff and. You know, people doing the proofreading and editing, and we got help from the Minnesota Historical Society, and of course the University of Minnesota Press is helping with distribution. So, you know, publishing today is you know, it's not a one-shot deal anymore. There's a lot of different moving parts that went together to produce the book.
Yeah. So the group, the Fitzgerald in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald in St. Paul.
Yep.
Something we talked about 5 years ago was something that was being developed, and that's essentially the publisher of this book, despite the collaborative effort with other groups. But Fitzgerald in St. Paul, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Dick McDermott, the man who lived in the birthplace apartment, unfortunately passed away and left us a legacy. And we started a group, Fitzgerald in St. Paul. I'm one of the board members, and Stu Wilson is the president of the group. And we organize a monthly event called Fitz First at 4 at the University Club, where people, there are concerts, people come in and talk. And so we do that, and then we usually organize something on Fitzgerald's birthday. We have an annual talk where we bring in a more notable speaker. And so as an organization, we try to promote Fitzgerald in his home state and his hometown. So we've been really successful the last few years. But, you know, as with most organizations, it's all volunteer. And so without a paid staff, it's, you know, it gets a little... hard, you know, to keep things going. So we're always looking for, you know, new blood to help us in our organization. And We have a website, Fitzgerald in St. Paul, so anybody can look up what we're doing.
Great. Well, Dave, thanks so much. This is a lovely collection, and it's wonderful that we could talk with you this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. And how is it snowing up there?
It really is. Is it raining down there right now?
It's kind of drizzling right now, yeah.
Well, we're going to get wet rain on top of all this snow soon, I think, by midday.
Okay.
So.
Well, stay safe.
We shall. Thank you so much, Dave.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dave Page, the author of F. Scott Fitzgerald in Minnesota, The Writer and His Friends at Home, with photography by Jeff Kruger. It was published in 2017 by Fitzgerald in St. Paul and the University of Minnesota Press. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.